It's official. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is, well, its foundation has been destroyed. Bill and Melinda Gates met at Microsoft and got married in 1994. The couple, who agreed to give away more than half their wealth, will keep working together on charitable efforts. But this could be a bigger divorce than Jeff Bezos. Oh, did I mention? Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing. Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing. Bill Gates, co-founder and former CEO of Microsoft, his wife Melinda French Gates, said they will split up after 27 years, keep working on philanthropic efforts which have addressed education, gender equality, and health care. After a great deal of thought and a great deal of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage. Over the last 27 years, we have raised three incredible children and built a foundation that works all over the world to enable all people to lead healthy, productive lives, so on and so forth. They've also, of course, pushed the vaccine and everything else. Speaking of the vaccine, herd immunity unlikely. Herd immunity unlikely in the United States, according to several experts. Now, and how could we get to herd immunity when the state with the highest amount of vaccination is Maine, and it is at exactly 40%? The rest of America hasn't reached 40%. And you see news stories all the time about problems with the vaccine. In fact, thumbing through the headlines this morning, here's a headline from last night. Woman died from complications after receiving Johnson & Johnson vaccine, according to family. Ann Van Geest, 35, died April 19 at Mercy Health St. Mary's Hospital, Grand Rapids, Michigan. It is with profound sadness that we share the news of Ann's passing. Ann, who was 35, was a loving mother, wife, sister, and daughter. She got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Acute subarachnoid hemorrhage, non-traumatic. Her cause of death, listed as natural, says the cause was acute subarachnoid hemorrhaging, non-traumatic. Similar in nature to the blood clots that have killed others. And there you have it. And there you have it. But reaching herd immunity, but it's, you know, more than half the adults in America have been inoculated with at least one dose of the vaccine, but daily vaccination rates are slipping. There's widespread consensus among scientists and public health experts alike that the herd immunity threshold is just not attainable. At least not in the foreseeable future, perhaps not ever. Instead, they're coming to the conclusion that rather than making a long-promised exit, the virus will most likely become a manageable threat that will continue to circulate in the U.S. for years to come, still causing hospitalizations and death, but in much smaller numbers. How much smaller is uncertain, depends on how much of the nation in the world becomes vaccinated and how the coronavirus evolves. It is clear that the virus is changing quickly.
I'm saying this about people with whom I disagree.
And the virus is changing quickly. I just got photobombed by Morning Joe. It happens. Just got photobombed by Morning Joe. Anyhow, the virus unlikely to go away, says Rustam Antia, an evolutionary biologist, Emory University, Atlanta, but we want to do all we can to check that it's likely to become a mild infection. A mild infection is what they're working toward. So, if we can't reach herd immunity, what will places like Michigan do? Because if not enough people are going to get vaccinated, then they're never going to meet the thresholds as put out in the last few days. By the way, the FDA is set to authorize the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds by early next week. 12 to 15-year-olds will be allowed to get the vaccine next week. And here's the just another disturbing thing. Another expert, so-called, saying you should keep your COVID vaccination card, because it's going to be an important way to prove you have the vaccination. I don't need to prove to anyone what my medical coverage is. Dr. Matt Sims, director of infectious disease at Beaumont, says it lets them track what lot you got to see if what lot was better or worse. Now, that makes sense if I could stay anonymous. You know, which batch of the so-called vaccine worked, which one did not. I understand that. That makes sense to me. But, you know, it's not anybody's business. It's just not, whether I'm vaccinated or not. My body, my choice, my information. Right? My body, my choice, my information. Any rate, yeah, telling you to keep that. Oh, it would, yeah. Here's one other thing from the COVID pandemic front. From the COVID pandemic front, the mayor of Washington, D.C., Bowser, isn't that her name? I think that's her name. Mayor Bowser, I'm sure of it. Mayor Bowser, there it is. Yes, I'm right. The D.C. mayor has banned dancing at weddings. There'll be no dancing at weddings. Well, children are nice, I guess. I mean, if you hadn't stopped dancing, well, you know. But new D.C. COVID guidelines blindsided couples about to tie the knot in a city where dancing is forbidden. Not even a teenager with a rebellious spirit can save D.C. couples, reeling from the Capitol's latest COVID guidelines. Ripped straight from the plot of Footloose, Washington, D.C.'s new social distancing rules ban standing and dancing at weddings. The sudden announcement as wedding season kicks off. It's insane. It's an absolute roller coaster, said Stephanie Sadowski, a wedding planner and owner of SRS Events. Good luck. Tap dance down that razor blade, Stephanie. You live in D.C. You made that choice. 25 after on a good morning. It's the Steve Rivers Show.